WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's clear and 75 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny, hot, and humid today with a high of 95. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening approved the adoption on the second reading of an ordinance calling for an increase in the rate the property owners pay for a Stormwater Equivalent Service Unit, or ESU. If adopted on the third and final reading during the next meeting, the ESU, which has not changed in over 10 years, will increase 35 cents per month to $2.85. The proposed rate increase would generate $25,000 in additional revenues, which would be used to cover the net increase in debt service cost of $15,000 for repairs to the Bull Creek Underground Drainage System. City Administrator Doug Harris has said also that an additional $10,000 is needed per year to continue to fund annual repairs to the city's stormwater management system, which has been on average about $20,000. The only objection heard during Wednesday evening's meeting came in the form of correspondence from Atlantic resident Charles Griffin. In his letter read by Councilman Steve Livengood, Griffin claims the fee is actually a tax, which is paid only by property owners, and it's not legal because the citizens of Atlantic were not allowed to vote on it. Griffin urged the council to repeal the ordinance altogether. Snyder & Associates engineer Pat Hall was one of the creators of the stormwater fee system, which was approved by the council back in 2003. He refuted Griffin's assertion about the fee being a tax. He said the whole intention of stormwater utility is addressed in Chapter 384 of the Code of Iowa.
384 basically addresses city responsibilities for utilities and for services that are provided to the citizens of your community. So there is a basis for this. It is not a tax. Utility fee.
All said, by setting up a utility fee, the city provides itself with a certain amount of flexibility when it comes to payments for capital improvements, such as the Bull Creek Storm Sewer Improvement Project. The ESU is based on the amount of square footage on a parcel of property. For those who have more square footage would always pay more than those who have less land. For instance, the Cass County Memorial Hospital and Walmart have large stormwater utility bills. Griffin asserted in his letter the people who are paying the fee are receiving little or no benefit from it. A statement Councilman Livengood refuted.
I completely disagree with that. I mean, I think everybody's receiving benefit if we're attempting to control the flooding around. So I don't see how you can say that you're not receiving any benefit when the water runs down the ditch instead of down the street.
Councilman Sean Schaus agreed and said the fee is a valid way to fund the reasonable transfer of stormwater off of all the properties in town and down to the point where they can release it to the river.
If we didn't do it this way, we'd have to do it and increase property taxes, and this seems more reasonable because it kind of puts the burden, increased burden of the cost of handling the stormwater on the properties that send the most stormwater down the sewer system and drainage system.
The third and final reading of the ordinance will take place during the next council meeting, along with a final public hearing on the matter. News time is 7:10.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now.
For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Republican Joni Ernst lists three primary qualifications as the basis for her bid for the U.S. Senate.
I am a mother, I am a soldier, and I'm a conservative, and you're going to hear that again and again. Those were the core things that really define me and who I am.
Ernst, who is the commander of the Iowa National Guard unit, formerly kicked off her U.S. Senate campaign Wednesday morning in her hometown of Red Oak. She joins five Republicans who have either formally launched a campaign for the Senate or in the exploratory phase of the campaign. Ernst says she's confident she can win at least 35% support in next June's GOP primary and avoid a state convention fight for competitors for the party's U.S. Senate nomination.
We share a lot of similar views, but at the same time, I am an average Iowan that has had the opportunity to do exceptional things. And really focus on those grassroots efforts and making sure through those grassroots efforts, people know me as that mother, the soldier, and the conservative, and that's going to resonate with Iowa voters.
Ernst is stressing her status as a mother of three daughters rather than as the lone female candidate in the Republican ranks.
I think it will be very beneficial in the fact that I can relate very well to those average Iowans that are mothers. I think that is an important aspect because not only as a mother are we connected with our children, but we want the best for our children, making sure that we have opportunity, whether it's economic or otherwise, opportunity for our generation, but also our children's generation. We want to protect that.
Iowa has never elected a woman to the U.S. Senate, to the U.S. House, or as governor. Ernst says being a woman candidate in Iowa very well could be a detriment.
I can't make that determination today. However, when I look at my own candidacy, it's making sure that people understand that I am a viable, competent candidate, regardless of my gender.
Ernst is 42 years old and is a lieutenant colonel in the Iowa Army National Guard. She served as Montgomery County's auditor for 6 years before being elected to the state Senate in January of 2011. News time is 7:13.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now.
For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In our funeral announcements, Laura Pardee, age 102 of Audubon, died Sunday at the Audubon County Hospital. A massive Christian burial service for Laura Pardee will be today at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Maxine Butler, age 92 of Atlantic, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. A lunch in honor of Maxine Butler will be today at 11:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Community Room in Atlantic. Terry Lee Derby, age 65 of Harlan, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center. Celebration of life services for Terry Derby will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Fresh Encounter in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Thomas Gock, age 62 of Carroll, died Tuesday at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. A massive Christian burial service for Thomas Gock will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Holy Spirit Church in Carroll. Odie Funeral Home in Carroll has the arrangements. And Susan Maholland, age 94 of Littleton, Colorado, died September 13th. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Susan Maholland will be on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. That's a check of the news brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.